Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So life is different now. If you work for a company, you get breaks. You may get coffee break, morning break, mid-morning break, mid-afternoon break, lunch break, vacation time, family leave, and it's nice. Having been a student and a resident and in medicine, I never really had a break. Never took a break. In fact, when I first started radio, they said you're going to have a 5 to 7 minute commercial break. And I'm like, what do? During that break? Well, they say, go pee, rest your voice. I didn't know what to do with that because I'm like, I could be doing work. I don't like to waste time. It's one of my little hang-ups. But anybody who worked for me or anybody I worked with, I totally appreciate if they needed their time. Go eat. Go do your thing. I'm just going to still stay busy. So I never really had a lunch break. You didn't really have lunch break unless you were doing some outpatient office work and then they took lunch. You're like, but I don't eat lunch. I was skinny. I was skinny in school. Go eat lunch. Like, really? But I don't have money for lunch. I didn't even pack it. So taking lunch was something that was very foreign to me. But I get it. But I'm in medicine, and I'm in the media. So things don't go on break. The human body doesn't go on break. News doesn't go on break. There's always something going on. But we have a system now where people are done with being overworked. They're done with being harangued. They need to have some downtime and regrouping, which I agree with. And so companies are trying to crack down on the boss bothering you or the co-workers bothering you. And in fact, one startup is going to fine workers $1,200 if they reach out to you or interrupt you or do anything while you're on break or on vacation. Now, I usually don't know who's on break or who's on vacation unless I get an email response. So you'll send emails out and then somebody will say, I'm out of the office. And I come back January 20th, whatever. Like, oh, okay, that person's out. I don't think those people necessarily get fined. But if you are aware, this is a startup, I believe, in India. It's called Dream Sports. That if you contact a person who's on break, you can get in trouble. And so they want to make sure that employees get their break, get their time. Now, for some of us who are older, a lot of my friends are older and they have memory issues. And they will say, you know what, before I forget, let me send this to you. And I appreciate that. Because if you wait, if it's Friday at 5 p.m., there's no way any of us are going to remember on Monday. Young people might remember, but us middle-aged folk might not. So like, you know what? I'm going to send this out now. When you check your email Monday, just remember to go back to Friday. But at least I sent it because there's no way I'm going to remember. 2.5 days from now is just too long. And I get that. And so if I think I'm going to forget, I'll send notes or I'll send. I don't text my friends if I think they're asleep or anything like that because I know for me, I wake up. But we do have a lack of memory problem. And if you ask the average person, don't tell me now, will you tell me on Monday? That person's going to be like, how am I going to remember? So then it's on that person to put it on their calendar or write a post-it or to remind themselves. So I believe a lot of the reasons why we interrupt people on break or send something when they're on vacation is because we don't want to get in trouble for not letting you know. That's one of the worst things when somebody said, you didn't tell me? You didn't let us know you kept that from us? No, I didn't. I sent it. I emailed. There's the timestamp. I did my job. Well, that might entail you sending it right then and there. So there's no room for error or, oh, I forgot. The other thing, too, is there's people are working at home now. How the hell do you know if they're on break? People are not at work. You're only communicating with them by now text or email or Slack or whatever. And so you need, how do you know? And also, people take a lot more vacation now. So you might think, you know what, I think I'm good. I'm not going to get fined because they were just gone for a week. Well, if they're trying to use up all their leave, they might take another week off. Who knows? So I think, you know, we might be going the opposite way, going too far. You know, I am the type of employee or the type of employer where if we have a job that needs to get done, if you're going to go on break, tell me who's the go-to person. So if I do have a code or I do need to call 911, you know, I mean, what if I had a patient code in the office or I had a patient who was just too sick, should have never come, should have gone straight to the ER, I want to know I have somebody on who can help me with the getting everything ready for the paramedics and, you know, help me stabilize the patient. There's, you know, I'm not going to bother you on break. Just make sure before you go on break, there's somebody that's ready to go. You go on break, and then that person's my go-to. If there's a job that has to be done, I don't care if somebody texts me on break. I don't care if I'm on lunch. I don't care if I'm on vacation. I've had people contact me saying, I'm sorry, I have a deadline. What do? I got you. I was once in Hawaii. I was like, I got you. We get this done. We'll get this done. Piece of cake. I don't mind that because, again, it's about the job. But you have others that are like, I don't even want to think about work. I don't even want to. Well, you know, for those of you, I get that. And you have a right to do that. But then I start to wonder if you're in the right job. You know, if you feel like you don't even want to hear anybody's voice or think about work on your day off, that tells me you hate your job. Maybe you need to be looking for another job. And I'll say you should be bothered. But I mean, if it's really that bad that a coworker's like, look, I just want to let you know that I got that report in, everything's taken care of for you. If that's not pleasing to the ears, then maybe there's something wrong with that job you're at. 1-877-DR-ALLEN. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we saw a press release or a little press conference with President Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. And they, you saw the stark contrast, right? In the comfort behind the microphone. Being up there at the podium, Biden seemed to not be paying attention when the other two were speaking. Not a good look, but it was a interesting optic. But we're being told that Lopez Obrador has pressed Biden on his, quote, abandonment and forgetfulness to help Central American countries. He said, this is the moment for us to determine to do away with this abandonment, this disdain, and this forgetfulness for Latin America and the Caribbean. Lopez Obrador said Biden had the key to improving life for the region. Now, I'm a little confused by what we have not done for those countries. I haven't really been following. I thought we are helping them with money. We are taking in their migrants. We are not expelling them and sending them back, following immigration laws. So I'm not exactly sure what more they want or what it was that they want, or maybe they're not getting the funding that was promised. But his comments, he commended Biden for not building 1 meter of wall because he didn't like Trump's wall, which America needs. But so he seemed to praise Biden for that. But he insisted that Congress make more accommodations to allow undocumented Mexican migrants to work in industries where American employers are struggling to hire. He also spoke at length about his country's efforts to help limit the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. As you know, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, has become the main driver of many of our overdose deaths. It is not as a result of doctors writing prescriptions for people's chronic pain and toothaches and cancer, but it's been coming over the border. Meanwhile, doctors have stopped. I haven't written narcotics since 2016. And people are in pain. He says we're battling fentanyl, these chemicals, and we are doing it because we care. No human is foreign to us. It really matters to us to be able to help with what is happening in the United States, the deaths from fentanyl. But also, as we discussed today, it's not only an issue for the United States, because if we don't confront this problem, the scourge, we're going to suffer. Now, I am still a little confused as to what role the U.S. has in helping Central America. Because I know we do. We give funding, and I'm fine with that. But we're at what point do we run out? I mean, look at what we've done for Ukraine. And that's just one country. There's a lot of countries we help out. And I'm just not exactly sure how the semantics work and where the funding comes from. And, yeah, I don't think it's coming from student loans because we're not paying those now. I'm not sure where, you know, is it coming from taxes? I don't know. Half the country doesn't pay taxes. And we sure spend a lot on the IRS. So I'm a little confused as to what promises we could make to all of Central America. So Biden, Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met. This was in the North American Leaders Summit where people called it the Three Amigos. I would not call it the Three Amigos. You could call it the North American Leaders Summit. That's fine. The three world leaders shared their goals on global trade, managing large waves of migrants, and then, of course, future pandemic health threats. So they looked all happy. They took a bunch of pictures. Biden, you know, looked as awake as he could be, but you just saw the stark contrast in terms of the energy and the appearing to be on top of things. But we, you know, many of the migrants that are coming, Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, Venezuela, they have been forced to wait, we've been told, at the U.S.-Mexico border because of Title 42, which, again, isn't a border policy. Title 42 is all our country can rely on right now because we haven't strengthened the border. And when people say it's not that bad, it's not that bad, even Democrats from Arizona are saying, look, it's bad. So Senators Kristen Sinema and Senator Kelly, Mark Kelly, had gone to Yuma, toured the border, and they facilitated a discussion with other leaders. And they said that the communities and community leaders are now left paying the price. Senator Kristen Sinema said for years the federal government has failed to secure the border. She says we cannot continue to shoulder the burden of the federal government failure at our border. Mark Kelly agrees. They're Democrats. She says we can secure the border, treat migrants fairly, and strengthen our border communities and economies. We just got to put the partisanship aside, listen to local communities, and work together to do it. Senator Kelly said, fortunately today, we've got a group that has educated themselves on the issue and wants to do something about it. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols was there. He said the effects of 1,000 migrants crossing over the border to Yuma daily is taking a toll on the city. Remember, we spoke about how their hospital is in debt. Nobody's paying the medical bills of the migrants. And citizens can't use the hospital. It's overwhelmed. He says our hospital has experienced a dramatic increase, not just in traffic, but in cost, because a lot of these burdens aren't paid back by the federal government. Who is going to pay for the child in the NICU? Who is going to pay for the renal dialysis? Who's going to pay for some of the trauma, the infection, the sepsis, the tuberculosis? These are things that some of these individuals are incurring when they come across and then making it to our border. Yeah, and he said, Mayor Nichols said, at the end of the day, these costs actually get moved on by the citizens. And those are real dollars. $20 million in 6 months is a lot of money to absorb. Yuma County Supervisor Jonathan Lanez tells ABC 15, whose report I'm getting, that U.S. Senator Sinema and Kelly have acknowledged this issue and are reimbursing the hospital is part of the discussion. Lanez also said he's happy to see all parties present acknowledging issues. We've had Democratic mayors and other Democrats say that after having seen this, this is not sustainable. Thank you. They see what it has done to the border. They see how it has decimated Border Patrol and turned them into babysitters rather than being able to focus on national security. Senator Kelly says, obviously, we have a lot more work to do. Other leaders told ABC 15 that they're happy with the new border enforcement program. It helps increase security at the border, reduce the number of individuals crossing unlawfully between ports of entry. Now, I think Arizona had put up shipping containers and the new governor told them to take them down. So, you know, when even Democrats are saying we need help, we have to listen. And national security is an important issue to any of us. And if the hospital, and there's not another hospital from what I'm understanding, the main hospital for 100-some miles, if that hospital is overwhelmed, and Yuma is a city of thousands who needs medical care, where do they go for medical care? You know, I want to help other countries. I do. Being a daughter of an immigrant, I get how America needs to have an immigration policy and how we need to open our arms to people. But that doesn't mean you open the border. It doesn't mean you ignore laws. It doesn't mean you ask U.S. citizens to struggle getting a hospital bed. You know, we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough medical centers. We might have enough jobs. But still, we have veterans that are homeless. They don't have a home. They don't have food. They don't have a job. And they don't have medical care. We can only help others if we've helped ourselves first. And we're just ignoring that. And I get nervous about that. New York, they're having the strike of nurses with what's been going on with the hospitals. They say the hospitals are understaffed and they're overwhelmed. If there's not, you could have a 200-bed facility and not use 100 of those beds if you don't have the staff. So what are we doing? This is a border crisis. When Biden came, they cleaned everything up so it wouldn't be caught in the picture, in the photo frame. And, you know, and maybe he is going to do something now that the Republicans are asking to, and the Republicans have some control of the House. But we, from a medical standpoint, when I hear patients tell me there is no room, they cannot go to the hospital, and all I could tell them then is to call 911 because a medical provider needs to see them and administer some sort of care. Right, we need to do something. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. New York Congressman George Santos again says he will not resign. He's been under intense scrutiny over his admitted lies about his background and the source of his sudden wealth. Now back home in Nassau County, New York.
Mr. Santos, haven't you done enough harm? I call on Mr. Santos to immediately resign.
Supervisor Jennifer DeSena of the town of North Hempstead, one of several Republicans who called on Santos to quit. It will be a while, like most of today and tomorrow, before the USA's airlines catch up from today's sudden grounding because of a computer system that failed. In Northern California, they're bracing for another big storm. Well, many have not even begun to recover from the last one. Thousands remain without power or away from their homes due to evacuation orders. The governor of California says four more atmospheric rivers will hit the state in the next 10 days. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So now some of the vaccine advisors to the federal government are getting a little disappointed and angry about how things are going down with the COVID booster. And we're being told by MSN that some of these advisors are disappointed and angry, quote unquote, that government scientists and the pharmaceutical company Moderna didn't present a set of infection data on the company's new COVID-19 booster during meetings last year when the advisors discussed whether the shot should be authorized and made available to the public. They said that data suggested the possibility that the updated booster might not be any more effective at preventing COVID-19 infections than the original shots. The data was early, had many limitations, but several advisors told CNN that they were concerned about a lack of transparency. Well, if there's a lack of transparency, then you don't approve it. I'm a little confused here. And whenever you ask a pharmaceutical company who wants you to take the drug to have the burden of proof on them, don't you think you want a more independent source or new source? So they say U.S. taxpayers spent $5 billion on the new booster. This has been given to 48.2 million people. And Dr. Paul Offit said, I was angry to find out that there was data that was relevant to our decision that we didn't see. He is a member of the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, a group of external advisors that helps the FDA make vaccine decisions. Decisions that are made for the public have to be made based on all available information, not just on some, but all. So at a meeting of this FDA advisory group in June and a meeting in September of a panel that advises the CDC, the experts were presented with reams of information indicating that the new vaccine worked better than the one already on the shelves. This is according to a review of videos and transcripts of those meetings and slide presentations. The data, called immunogenicity data, was based on blood work done on study participants to assess how well each vaccine elicited antibodies that fought off the Omicron strain. The data was not presented to the experts. They said the data that was not presented to the experts looked at the actual infections, those who caught COVID-19, and those who didn't. They said it found that 1.9% of the study participants who received the original booster became infected. Among those who got the updated one, scientists thought would be better, 3.2% became infected. Even though the versions of the shot were safe, it seemed like even with the updated, you still had that chance of getting sick, if not more. They say this infection data was far from complete. The number of study subjects who became infected was very small. Both the patients and the researchers were aware of who was getting the original shot and who was getting the new booster. But the data included in a preprint study that was posted online in June and again in September in an FDA document that was in a top medical journal. An advisor said that the FDA and the CDC, the data should have been shared with them too. Now, I'm a little mixed here because if you are going to make a decision, you don't just ask one source to get you your data. Okay, you need to do some of your own data shopping too, and I get it. When you apply for a drug, when you apply for approval, you have to package it all up. And you have to show that you have all the data. I would think they would have seen, well, the study was small, and we need more data. But there's this rush. And so, did Moderna hide things? Was the FDA half-assed? But what we are seeing with the bivalent shot is, again, hospitalizations are less. We're not seeing the hospitalizations and death rates like have been reported out of China. But people are still getting COVID. And so we don't want to be fed wrong. We don't want to be fed a bunch of BS. Now that there's a lot of concerns on vaccine safety, there's always has been, but now people feel a little bit more free to ask and question and to inquire. Many parents out there are like, maybe I'm going to hold off vaccinating the kids with the new bivalent. Maybe after the original vaccine and with all the immunity they're getting from natural immunity, getting this, maybe I don't need to inject them again. Others are saying to hell with that. COVID could still kill, could still cause long-term symptoms, get the vaccine. I was the only one in the family that got the bivalent. I'm not making my family do it. If they don't want to get it, that's their personal choice. And I did it because I wanted to be aware of the side effects, be able to talk about it. I find it very frustrating that I talk about things on the show that I don't have. Like, I've never had an experience with fentanyl. I've never taken fentanyl. So I feel kind of at a disadvantage talking to you all about what it does. Even though I know what it does clinically and I know what it does academically, I've never tried fentanyl. I don't smoke. I don't have a nicotine addiction. So for me to say, well, you got to stop smoking, you got to be, I've never smoked. Well, I guess I tried smoking, but I'm not a smoker. So I can't, but when it came to the vaccines, I'm like, I do need some reference. And I got the two original ones. I didn't get any of the in-between boosters, and then I got the bivalent. Then I waited for the bivalent because I thought that the bivalent would protect us better than a three-year-old, than a vaccine made from on a three-year-old virus. I get the updated flu shots each year, and I'm very grateful because I haven't gotten the flu since. So since I personally have had a good history with the flu vaccine, I wanted to try it with the COVID vaccine. Am I going to get more? I don't know. At this point, having COVID twice, having the, having the vaccines, I think I'd have enough antibodies or some sort of immunity that hopefully isn't waning. And we keep not getting all the information we need. We're not getting the transparency. The advisor said there are three main reasons why it matters that the infection data was not presented. One, they said, is the potential impact of the decision. If Americans were going to get these shots, all available data needs to be brought to the table. Agreed. Two is they streamed these meetings live online. Regulatory agencies around the world use the information. So if we screw up, how we use the same, pretty much a similar flu shot as Australia? So we rely on Australia. Other countries rely on us with some of our decisions. And three, transparency is important. The public doesn't witness conversations among FDA officials or between officials and pharmaceutical company executives, but they do get to watch the advisory panel proceedings. So infection data should have been included, and it should have been asked for. So I kind of blame everybody. They said they knew the original vaccine was getting less effective and each new variant and that the addition of the Omicron strain and the updated booster might help. So then didn't somebody ask, where's the data? They said over the hundreds of participants who received the original vaccine and showed no evidence of prior COVID, 1.9% got infected. Among the 100 who received the new bivalent, 3.2% became infected. Okay, that would have been some interesting data. Maybe the FDA might not have then agreed to use the shot, but somebody should have asked. But, right now, people are asking, is the shot working? Are there side effects? Are any of these kids being found in cardiac arrest? Did any of them get the vaccine? Now, another question one of you had asked is, does it matter when somebody got a vaccine if there is a side effect? Could that vaccine cause side effects years down the line? We don't know. I know some fertility doctors are watching and waiting. I had a patient who called up with postmenopausal bleeding, afraid she has cancer, and I asked her, did you get a COVID vaccine recently? She goes, yeah, a few weeks ago. I'm like, you still need to get checked out. You still need an ultrasound. They might do an endometrial biopsy, but there is a chance that you are having the postmenopausal bleeding because we have found that to be a side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. So many of the side effects happen within the first few weeks, but we don't know if there's long-term. And I don't even know if they're going to be really transparent and talk about it with us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys have those cameras on your door, those little Amazon cameras, doorbell cameras? I don't yet because we really don't have anybody come to the house. Anything I need mailed goes to the office. And our neighbors just text. Nobody will really stop by because they don't really want to see me in my underwear. Running around, chasing the dog. Which, by the way, Doggy gets out of her cone in a couple days. Yeehaw! So happy. But we're being told that we're putting our Ring doorbell smart front door motion camera doorbell thingy on wrong. Amazon has warned millions of users that we are users. I order from Amazon. I am not a loser. I order from them. But they have warned that if you own a Ring doorbell, you might be using it wrong. That many of us put it up too high. We might be 6 feet tall,
So we put it up high to be eye contact, and it's not supposed to. The motion sensors are designed to detect motion up to 180 degrees horizontally and from 1.5 to 5 meters outward from the fixture. They are more sensitive to horizontal movement across the detection area than vertical. So if you mount it too high, you might not get the face properly. So they say it has to be 48 inches or 1.2 meters from the ground. So 48 inches. You know how when you go to Disneyland, your child has to be above. So I think it has to be like up to, I would say maybe your chest, depending on how tall you are. Not waist, but about chest high. And then that will, from what we understand, pick up most of what it needs to. Now, if you notice, when we do look at footage after crimes happen, they're capturing cars on the street. Well, far away, those cars look lower. I mean, these cameras, you want to catch as much as possible. And maybe they are going to have to be multiple view or 360 and not 180, who knows. But they say if you mount the Ring video doorbell too high, you're more likely to catch the heat of passing cars and the heat of incoming visitors. Amazon recommends that owners should mount their Ring doorbells 48 inches from the ground. So, is it worth it? These doorbells capture video and audio. Clips can be streamed on smartphones and other devices. The doorbell even allows homeowners to remotely chat to those standing at their door. And I've seen these. They're cute. What's very interesting is I get a little nervous when I see it because I'll knock on the door, you know, when I'm at a house, and then I'll quickly fix myself. You know, I'll check my nose, rub my nose, check if there's a booger. And meanwhile, the camera catches all that. So do all your fixing in the car before you get out and go up to the house. So Amazon late last year unveiled its own smart lock and camera combination called Amazon Key. This is in a move into home security. Didn't they have that where the Amazon delivery person could go into the house and leave something? Wasn't that supposed to be? It was supposed to be designed to provide a secure and trackable way for packages to be delivered inside homes when people aren't there. Did you see all the videos this Christmas of people stealing other people's packages? That's why I have things delivered to the office. I don't want things delivered. So I had written a book with one of my friend's children, and the book got delivered to his apartment, but there was water nearby. And I go, did the dog pee? And he's like, no, it's just they delivered when I was at work and on call, and then there was rain. So I don't know about the leaving the deliveries out there where somebody else could take it. And so if you have fresh food, things like that, apparently Amazon could then go into your house. I don't know. I don't want the dog beating up the delivery driver. So interesting. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FAA system has been restored. Hopefully planes are now back on track. We have had multiple delays with a incident that happened, which from what I understand, Biden, even though they said it wasn't a terrorist or cyber attack, Biden, I think, had suggested that they're still looking into that. And so basically what had happened is the notice to air missions, the NOTAM system, had an outage that failed to allow air traffic controllers and pilots to be able to do their review prior to flying. So they all had to be grounded. Right now, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there was no evidence of a cyber attack. Joe Biden ordered an investigation after he was briefed this morning by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Now, again, I know you can't always anticipate things, but our transportation has had some issues, and I think we need to be a little bit more proactive. And no power outages happen. I get that. That's why I don't think we should be all electric. But Senator Ted Cruz said the FAA's inability to keep an important safety system up and running is completely unacceptable and just the latest example of dysfunction within the Department of Transportation. As you know, Southwest Airlines had to cancel 2,500 of their flights during Christmas season. The FAA today lifted the grounding, and I guess normal air operations began to resume gradually. We have a lot of frustrated travelers As of noon, there were 7,300 flights that were delayed. I'm on Flight Aware now. It's up to 8,300. And Southwest had to cancel 10% of their flights. United, 3%. Delta, 2%. So Southwest still struggling a little bit, and I got to take Southwest next week. But it's a problem. We got to get our acts together. And we can't blame weather. Now, we can blame weather for the flash flooding. And we have a lot going on in San Francisco, Montecito, Santa Barbara. 17 people have been killed. And a 5-year-old boy continues to remain missing. They had to stop the search due to the inclement weather. And then they resumed the search yesterday. From what I understand, they're still looking for him. More lives have now been lost in the storms. They began hammering the state next week. We're being told it's going to go well into next week. There's been more damage than what we've seen in the last 2 years with wildfires. Not that we want those coming back anytime soon, please, for the love of God. But 22 million people across California and parts of Oregon are under a flood advisory. These atmospheric rivers look to set up keeping dumping more precipitation across the region. The extreme weather saw Montecito placed under an evacuation order, which means Prince Harry and Meghan Markle couldn't go home. The search resumed on Tuesday for 5-year-old Kyle Doan, who was swept away when his mother's truck got stuck in a creek near Paso Robles. Low visibility and raging waters have forced emergency responders to their efforts. So they say more severe weather is forecast throughout the week, bringing the threat of more flooding, rising rivers, and mudslides. Ski resort in Sierra Nevada, Mammoth, has gotten 7.5 feet of snow, more expected later this week. And you can't see buildings. It's a mess. For those of you who are traveling, please be careful. We understand that it's not an easy time. I always ask and I always beg, and I will again. For those of you who could donate blood, if you are not dealing with the weather, please do. These other areas need blood. And as the flooding is preventing people from doing their normal, regular donations or drives from going on, it's going to cause a scarcity of blood. Any of us who could donate in, you know, Washington or Iowa or Arizona or Nevada, wherever you're at, that blood could be shipped. That blood could help. And it could also minimize the stress of your local area not having blood. So reach out to Vitalant. Reach out to redcross.org. And see if you could donate blood. If you could host a drive, even better. Remember, when you host a drive, it doesn't cost you any money. They do all the work. All you have to do is sign your coworkers or your friends up, tell them what time to show up, and actually they go online. And Vitalant and Red Cross reminds them. So please, if you can, we need blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.